Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church on this Festival of the Holy Trinity, Sunday, June 7th. We begin today with hymn 507, Holy, 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 hymn 507.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, which word and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy work shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. We turn to Psalm 8. Psalm 8, and we read the psalm together in unison. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, did you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for this festival of the Holy Trinity is from the book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. We sing together the Common Responsory, page 221.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the hands. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We sing together hymn 876. Hymn 876, O Blessed Holy Trinity.
O Blessed Holy Trinity, Divine Eternal Unity, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, this day your name be uppermost. My soul and body keep from harm, and over all extend your arm. Let Satan cause me no distress, nor bring me shame and wretchedness. The Father's love shield me this day, the Son's pure wisdom cheer my way, the Holy Spirit's joy and light drive from my heart the shades of night. My Maker, hold me in your hand. O Christ, forgive and let me stand. Blessed Comforter, do not depart. With faith and love enrich my heart. Lord, bless and keep me as your own. Lord, look in kindness from your throne. Lord, shine unfailing peace on me. By grace surrounded, set me free. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for this festival of the Holy Trinity is not actually one of the readings we heard earlier, but another portion of Scripture from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Dear Christians, as I've said, today is the festival of the Holy Trinity. Today we remember and rejoice in our God who is and who exists as three distinct persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In just a few minutes, we will confess the dreaded Athanasian Creed. You know, the creed that takes forever to say, the creed that we only speak once a year on this day, the creed that confesses so beautifully the only true and living God, the Holy Trinity, the triune God. In the Athanasian Creed, we say this: such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. In the same way, the Father is Almighty, the Son Almighty, the Holy Spirit Almighty, and yet there are not three Almighties, but one Almighty. The one true God, all three persons, is uncreated, infinite, eternal, and almighty. That's what makes God God. That's what makes God different from you and me. God is uncreated. We are created. God is infinite. We are finite. God is eternal. We are mortal. God is almighty. We are not. And yet you and I are not saved because God is uncreated. You and I are not saved because God is infinite. You and I are not saved because God is eternal and almighty. No, you and I are saved because that uncreated, infinite, eternal, and almighty God did something. The triune God, the Holy Trinity, is a God who does things, good things, saving things. The triune God, the Holy Trinity, is a God who acts, and who acts for our great blessing. And you see, that's what makes a false God false. False gods are good for nothing because false gods are nothing. They do nothing. They give nothing. But not our God. Not the triune God. Not the Holy Trinity. He is, and He does, and He gives. That's what we heard in Genesis. Right out of the chute, the Bible begins by telling us what God did. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created light to shine in the darkness and set in motion the daily rhythm of evening and morning. God created the skies and established the seas. God created the dry land and caused plants and trees to sprout from the earth. God created and put in their places the sun and the moon and the stars. God created the living creatures that fill the sea and fill the sky and fill the dry land. And finally, God created man in His own image. In His own likeness, male and female, black, white, and every color in between. And even though God finished His work of creation, He was not finished working. While He rested from His six-day work of making the heavens and the earth, He had more work to do. You see, the man that God created to live and to live in His image, fell into sin and became subject to death and damnation. And so the uncreated, infinite, eternal, and almighty God rolled up His sleeves and went back to work. He went back to work to save what He had made and to reclaim as His own the heavens, the earth, and the man that He had created. He promised a Savior for fallen mankind. A Savior who would be born of a woman. And finally, the time came for the living God to carry out and complete His saving work. Paul tells about it in Galatians 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. God did something to save His fallen creation. God did something to save you. God the Father sent forth His Son, sent Him forth with a mission to save us sinners from our sins. And so the uncreated Son became part of His creation. The uncreated Son was made man, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. The very Son of God became flesh and was named Jesus. The eternal Son entered into time and began counting days and years. And once here among us, Jesus rolled up his sleeves and went to work, obeying his Father and loving his neighbor, healing the sick, casting out demons, feeding the hungry, preaching the gospel, teaching the word, forgiving the repentant, raising the dead. Born under the law like us, Jesus kept the law for us. And to redeem us, Jesus made himself nothing. And in what appeared to be utter weakness, the Almighty and Eternal Son of God died on a cross for us, his sin-sick and death-doomed creatures, male and female, black, white, and every color in between. Having redeemed us sinners from our sin and its wages of death, having declared his saving mission finished on the cross, Jesus rested. Jesus rested in a grave, but for only 3 short days. And then Jesus rose again from the dead, eternal and almighty, alive and ready to get back to work. And Jesus went back to work through his church, strewing his blood-bought blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation on sinners everywhere, male and female, black, white, and every color in between. "Go and make disciples of all nations," Jesus said to his disciples, "by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, by teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." And as his disciples went and made more disciples, as they baptized sinners, as they preached and taught the words of Jesus, God the Father sent forth his Spirit, sent him forth with a mission to testify to Jesus, to create faith in the Son that God sent forth to redeem us and to make us sons of God through faith in Jesus, sons of God who cry out, "Abba, Father." Through the gospel and the sacraments, the uncreated, infinite, eternal, and almighty Spirit of God rolled up his sleeves and went to work testifying to Jesus. Faith was created. Sinners were born again as sons of God. Sins were forgiven. Eternal life was bestowed. And every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places was lavished upon the lost. Think about it. I mean, what a God you have. What a hard-working God you have. What a good-working God you have. But many are asking, and you may be asking too, is God working now? Is he doing anything good in the midst of all the bad things that are happening? The pandemic, the unemployment and financial hardship, the rioting and looting, the senseless killing by police and of police. Does the uncreated God still care about his creation? Is the eternal God still concerned about us, whose days are filled with trouble and evil? Is the Almighty God still able to help and to save us who are powerless to overcome sin and death? The answer on this festival of the Holy Trinity is a resounding yes. Yes, he still cares. Yes, he is still concerned. Yes, he is still able to help and to save. The redeeming work of Jesus stands. It cannot be burned down or stolen or set aside by executive order. The sin of the world that he took away on the cross, the sins you commit against others and that others commit against you, those sins remain forgiven. Sin's wages of death have been canceled. The empty tomb of Jesus proves it. And God the Father still sends forth his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is still testifying to Jesus and his redeeming work, still creating faith in the hearts of unbelievers and strengthening faith in the hearts of believers, still causing sinners to be born again as sons of God, still forgiving our sins and the sins of others, still giving new and eternal life to us and to all believers, still pouring out blessings upon us and putting us to work, obeying our Father and loving our neighbor, male and female, black and white, and every color in between. Jesus is still at work through his Spirit-filled church, through me, through you. Jesus is still making disciples by the Spirit-saturated waters of holy baptism and by the teaching and preaching of his Spirit-inspired word. And through those things, he displaces despair with hope, damnation with salvation, hate with love, strife with peace, and death with life. Our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is working and will keep on working right up until the end. Right up until the end when he makes new the heavens and the earth that he created in the beginning. The heavens and the earth that he redeemed by his Son and is reclaiming by his Spirit. And when that last day comes, we will finally rest. Tears will be wiped away. Death and mourning and crying and pain shall be no more. The old order of things that includes pandemics, rioting and looting, murder and abuse of authority will pass away. And then we will see. And then we will experience all of the good work that our God has done. And we and all believers from every nation, tribe, people, and language will praise him for it forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. On this festival of the Holy Trinity, we turn to page 319. Page 319, and we confess together the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty, and yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. And yet there are not three Lords, but one Lord. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father is not made nor created nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, None is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age. Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace
to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity in the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign one God, now and forever. Amen. In the beginning, Father, you spoke all things into being, and from nothing you made all that is. Help us to see the imprint of your love in the goodness of creation, and to exercise responsible care of all that you have entrusted to us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Throughout the ages, Father, your Spirit filled the sin-stained world with hope and called us to repentance and faith. Help us to hear your word and to respond with faith, confessing you without fear before all people and in every corner of the earth. As you planned long before the world began, deliver us in Christ, that we may be your own and live according to your commands all our days. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In this day and time, Father, raise up for your church godly men to serve her as pastors, and faithful teachers and church workers to make known your saving gospel. Raise up faithful servants who will heed your call and serve to the best of their ability wherever you place them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Through government and the rule of law, you, O Father, work to establish and preserve order, protecting the weak and fostering godliness and virtue. Bless our president, our governor, those who make, administer, judge, and enforce our laws. Help them to act justly and to establish justice. Stop the violence, theft, and bloodshed, and establish peace in our nation. Bless all who defend us, and hinder those who would harm and oppress us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the hour of trial, and in the moment of trouble, you are there, Father. Hear us as we cry to you for the sake of the sick, the troubled in mind, the wounded in heart, and those who grieve. Deliver them from their afflictions as you will, and sustain them in hope with a patient heart and strength for each day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father, in the blessed supper of our Lord, your Son offers us his body as the bread of heaven and his blood as the cup of salvation. Help us to receive the blessed sacrament with faith and to show forth the fruits of the Spirit in lives of faith, repentance, and goodness. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In this hour of worship, Father, you serve us with the gifts of your grace, so that forgiven we might have a clear conscience, and redeemed we might honor you with all we think, say, and do. Be with Clay Grandison, who was baptized yesterday. Keep him always as your redeemed, adopted, and Spirit-filled son. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We sing together hymn 940, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Hymn 940.
Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Hark, the glad celestial hymn, angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim, in unceasing chorus praising, fill the heavens with sweet accord, Holy, holy, holy Lord. Lo, the apostles' holy train join thy sacred name to hallow. Prophets swell the glad refrain, and the white-robed martyrs follow. And from morn to set of sun, through the church the song goes on. Thou art King of glory, Christ, Son of God, yet born of Mary, for a sinner sacrificed, as to a death a tributary, first to break the bars of death,